Americans took the brunt of the German offensive as the enemy stormed through Allied forces, forming a bulge in the front line. The winter of 1944 was one of the harshest in European history.
From under a blanket of snow, artillerymen dig out their ammunition, for this war waits on no weather. Before long, the big guns are ready to go into action and pound the Hun.
Snow between your knees and the bottom of your fanny, the coldest temperatures on record.
Bob Holliday, whose father fought in the battle, is chairman of the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum.
And think about the fact that we had 80-some thousand casualties of the Americans in that battle. Half of those were from enemy action. The other half were due to amputations of fingers and toes due to frostbite.
Holliday was legal counsel for the Iowa chapter of the Veterans of the Battle of the Bulge, which has now disbanded because so few members remain. An Army veteran, now 92 and living in Dubuque, started the organization.
Harold Lindstrom, 75th Infantry Division, 2nd Battalion, 4th Platoon.
The two things Lindstrom remembers the most are the fighting and the cold.
I think the cold was the worst. That's 24 hours a day. We slept in foxholes down to 10 below or more.
Lindstrom kept an extra pair of socks warm next to his stomach, but the German bombardment ruined his hearing for life.
The German forces were superior. The American GIs were isolated into small groups and then ruthlessly slaughtered.
White snow stained with American blood is a stark image in the archives of military history. Some of it spilled from a young lieutenant who grew up in Waterloo. John Phillips had not slept indoors for 19 days and was ordered to take a squad to eliminate two German machine guns outside a village in Belgium. Bob Holliday was his friend.
Five of them were killed immediately. John went down and he had drawn five rounds from that German machine gun. Three hit him in the belly, the fourth blew off his left bicep, and the fifth round actually landed lodged in a very small copy of the New Testament that he kept in his left shirt pocket. Saved his life. The Bible exists today with a bullet hole in it. The Iowa Gold Star Military Museum has the Bible along actually with the shirt, the actual shirt that John Phillips was wearing that day, clearly shows the bullet holes in it.
Phillips was taken prisoner at the Battle of the Bulge, but survived World War II. He attended the University of Iowa, had a career in business, and raised a family until his death in Des Moines last year at the age of 90.
What that battle basically did was decimate the German army. Again, that was Hitler's last gamble to try and win this war, which he lost that gamble.
The conduct of the war had changed. The Allies had won the Battle of the Bulge.
The story of John Phillips, his Bible, and bullet-riddled shirt will be featured in a special Battle of the Bulge recognition 70 years later at the Camp Dodge Gold Star Military Museum next Saturday at 10 a.m. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the Army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da-toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.